Well, howdy do, and welcome to the CrossFit to Weibor Fitness and Fenton podcast with the owners of CrossFit to Weibor, Andrew and Jennifer Charlesworth. Jennifer, say hello.
Hello.
Why are we doing this after such a long break?
Well, you have done many podcasts in the time that we've been off, none of which I have listened to.
Some, thank you. Some very epic.
According to you, yes.
Yes. Here's why we're going to do this today. There's a lot of confusion in what CrossFit is, fitness, what makes you from couch to be able to come to a gym like ours, what takes from like RXing the workouts, what that even means to go to the next level, and so on and so forth. So we're going to review those parts of your life. And I'm only going to say this disclaimer once, and I hope you're still listening because it's only about a minute in. The reason that you should listen to us is because we have over 20 plus years combined in the methodology of CrossFit. We've probably taught over 550 seminars. We've competed at the highest close to competitive level, minus where like someone like Jordan is at, or you see on TV, the CrossFit Games. We're getting older. You've had 3 children in 5 years.
Haven't had the third yet.
Yes. Am I missing anything on that level?
Well, this is just a time of year where people are looking for information for gyms. Mm-hmm. Like, where do I fit in? Where do I belong? What does it even mean to be fit? And that's kind of what we're going to talk about is, where should I go? Where do I want to go? Where am I now? And, you know, we'll go over that.
Cool. Do you want to kick it off?
No.
Okay. I'll kick it off in the first one because I remembered it.
Okay.
So the first thing is that I don't work out at all, or maybe I like kind of go to the gym or do something. What does it take for somebody just to like come into a new exercise program, they know nothing, to get to like kind of fit?
First of all, I will say that I told this to one of our newer members, like, I sincerely admire when we have someone brand new coming in that's either new to CrossFit or new to exercise, because it takes a lot of guts to walk through our doors to like an intimidating environment where it seems like everyone knows what they're doing. So first and foremost, it takes some bravery to walk through our doors.
Yeah. I agree. So that person, essentially them doing anything even wrong, is going to get them results.
Results. So what we talk about in terms of results is what we mean is fitness.
Yep.
CrossFit defines all of the terms involved. So like fitness is not just some arbitrary term. We actually define our terms. So fitness is what?
Work capacity across broad time modal domains.
Yeah. So it means you can do a lot of things, a lot of movements, and a lot of different time frames, and kind of be ready for anything that life throws at you. So it's a general physical preparedness program.
So
that's what we mean when CrossFit says fitness.
Yep. What you said off camera, and you're going to be happy I remembered, this person just needs consistency.
Correct.
They simply need to come to the gym. Case in point, new members, you know, there's a new member of the gym, and he's ready to lose some weight. And there's been a lot going on. You know, he's got injuries coming into the gym. There's so much. There's a lot of overwhelming. He's actually even using the 24-hour access not to do class every day, but to come in and do either a 10K on the bike or, you know, walk, jog 3 miles, because those are extra things that keep him consistent right now.
Right.
Even doing the movements wrong right now, you're going to get results in fitness.
Right, because you've gone from no movement to some movement. And even doing them technically with less than ideal technique will still yield you fitness results. And consistency for a brand new person might be every other day.
Yep.
So it might be 4 times a week, 3 times a week. It's whatever you can handle physiologically and psychologically.
Boom. Let's move on to the next person now. So now you're not new anymore. You kind of get it. Okay.
Like getting it, meaning I can look at our workouts in the app and be like, I know what a thruster is.
Yes.
I know what a burpee is. Like, I can read all the movements and be like, hey, I've done this before. I'm getting better at counting my reps, because newer people, they're like, I don't even know what I'm doing.
Yeah, they're like, I don't. How do I count and work out hard?
Yeah. So you've been here. You are now like maybe interested in logging your workouts in the app, like recording your data, and you can look at a workout and know kind of where you should be in relation to the workout as written. So let's say we're doing thrusters at 65 pounds for women, 95 pounds for men. And you're like, you know what? I'm not ready for that 65 pounds. But according to this rep scheme, whatever it is, I know that I should be doing X amount of weight.
Yeah.
So you know yourself a little more as an athlete.
So we're talking about, so now we're talking about, you know yourself as an athlete. What gets you to, this is like the gray area. It's just the next level of being an athlete. Maybe your loads are going up.
Well, the next things level, like that. The next level could be, I really want to do the workouts as written, or RX.
Yep.
So when we say RX, it means as prescribed. It means for every single workout, there is a no higher load than this, a no higher reps than this. No, you know, the time domain should be about here to finish these X, Y, and Z reps.
And this one's going to be a hard pill to swallow, because this is the, what you need is 6 more years. And I hate, I'm not literally saying 6 more years. A lot of people are going to get better quicker, et cetera, but there is no special flashy anything like that. I love investing, small analogy. This is simply doing the boring stuff, putting money in an index fund and going, I'm so bored. Everyone on TikTok shows me like, get rich quick, millions of dollars, X, Y, Z. There has to be something better out there. No, mother effer. You have to come to the gym.
Most days of the week.
Yes.
Maybe we've gone from 3 to 4 to 4 to 5 to maybe 6. Yep.
There's no such thing as 1% better a day, because you'll never be 17,000% better. And you need to be okay with that. You need to come to the gym and be like, I got a little bit better on my kip swing today because I changed my grip. Or I got better today because I really didn't want to be here. Those little tiny wins every day compound and make you the next level.
Yeah. So you went from new to like, I'm understanding the movements. I'm understanding where I'm at as an athlete, to now I can complete most workouts as written. On the board, whatever the skill may be, even if it's a complex gymnastic skill or heavier load, you can complete, I would say, 90% of the workouts as written.
Yeah. And the hardest part, I think of Brandon Hill, because he's not new anymore, and he's an unbelievable athlete, Division I wrestler, and then he got into competing quickly, which is so fun. We're going to move to that in a second. And the hardest part is like, he went from not even be able to snatch 95 pounds in a squat snatch to squat snatching 185.
But he had commitment to the basics.
Yes.
Like, he read books.
Right. He was a student of the game. Yeah. And then the thing about that is he asked me one day, he's like, dude, what do I need to do kind of that next level? And as someone who's snatched 275 multiple times, okay, the only answer I can tell him, which is the sad one, is nothing. You got to keep doing what you're doing, and you're going to keep having those little tiny wins. You're going to figure out some extra movement in the pull or a different speed tactic that you use. But that's not like a fun answer to hear. You want to be like, well, how do I go from 185 to 250? Because, you know, of course he wants to snatch 250.
And I also think for these people who are now doing most of the workouts as prescribed, and their like training environment plays a huge role in this. So you aren't going to isolate yourself and be like, I need to go off on my own. I need to train by myself, because no matter who you're around in the gym, no matter what level they are, you're going to push yourself harder in a workout if you're in a class.
You're always going to be to that level.
Yeah.
That's why Mystic and Brandon are just crushing it right now.
Well, yeah, they're about the same level.
Uncertain.
Each person has their own strengths.
Right.
And sometimes the workouts play to one person's strengths, and sometimes they play to the other person's strengths. So if you're in a weakness workout and you want to get better, you want to be working out next to someone who's pretty good at that workout.
Yeah.
And that's really the only way that you're going to get better, is to put yourself in a positive training environment.
For sure. For sure. And unfortunately, I am going to echo something you just said, because you slid it in there. It's not the... it's so fun to just like only do 50-40-30-20-10 every day on the rower and Rowski bike like I do once a week. Like. Yeah, like it's so hard not to just bias certain things when you are kind of either, you know, training by yourself or anything like that. Like showing up to the gym to do the program, there are certain days where you're like, damn, this, I don't want to do this, but you have a calculated, we're going to hit toes to bar X number of days, yada, yada, yada. And so like those movements that we want to get you better at are covered. And unfortunately you have to have a little bit of adaptation to them, meaning they have to be done on a more consistent basis or you're never going to get better at them. And that's a huge critique of CrossFit is, oh, I saw this like legless rope climb once and then I didn't do it for another 147 days. That's where we differ a little bit.
So the criticism of CrossFit, and this is a pillar of CrossFit.
That's where we differ as a gym a little bit.
Right. So CrossFit is constant variance with functional movements at a high intensity. And when you have just constant variance, like throwing everything in the kitchen sink, you, like you said, you can't adapt because you do things once every 6 weeks. And how are you supposed to measure yourself against yourself if you don't repeat movements or don't repeat workouts? So the high variance, things are different all the time. We never repeat things. That's when you kind of lose like the measurable data.
For sure. Good. Well said. And it's funny because, all right, dang it. We didn't lose track of where we were going with it, but we kind of blended a couple stages of your career as an athlete.
We're still talking about the RX.
Yeah, like the RX. So now, what does it take to go from RXing workouts, whatever, to you or me?
Meaning what? Like the top 10, like in the CrossFit Open, it's a competition, in gym competition once a year where you compare yourself to worldwide rankings based on your age, based on
where does it go to be top 10%?
Yeah, so top 10% was kind of the standard of how you would advance to the next round. You want to talk about how you would get there to the top 10%?
Yeah.
It still relates to consistency.
But now things matter. I mean, your nutrition matters. Your weaknesses, if you're not coming, this is a big one. If you let's say you can dumbbell snatch the 50 for a bunch of reps, but you can't do a wall walk to save your life. You have to come into the gym at that point and work on your weaknesses in off hours.
Yes.
You do.
Yep. We have a lot of people that do that. And like I use Pamela Rabideau as an example. Her weakness is strength. So she's been putting in the extra work, lifting extra, working on, you know, basically any of her lifts.
Mm-hmm.
That are weaknesses, and she's gotten way stronger. But it does, if you have that goal to be a competitor, like have that competitive edge, you can't just simply come to class.
Yeah, you got to have intention. Everything you do has intention. The workout has intention. Pushing yourself has intention. Pushing yourself against people in the class, calling, you know, getting on the app in the chat, plug, and being like, hey, who's coming to the 5:30? I want to push myself. You know, picking out people in class, yada, yada.
Looking
at the leaderboard. Those are the things. And not everybody even wants to get to that. And then there's these funny levels of, this is the funny stuff.
Beyond the top 10%?
Beyond the top 10%. I think people, so, go ahead.
I mean, we have two of those in our gym. Rebecca and Jordan.
Rebecca's, is she gone now, officially?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, I put Brendan in there right now, too. Whew, man. Guys, I'm not going to lie. Most gyms don't have that. So, like, it's kind of, sometimes I think our vision gets lost of, like, oh, yeah, I guess the next level is to be where, you know, a Jordan or a Becker or Brendan's at. It's like, whew. That is literally, you have NBA players that you're looking at. And so to just go play a church pickup league basketball and compare to the NBA, if you truly want to be Jordan, then you know, come
you
when
you
can't
skip steps. You can't go from RX to Jordan. You have to go from RX to top 10%. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but 99.999% of people are never going to get where Jordan's at.
No, I know, but if that's your goal, you can't pass through. Like, if you can't win 95% of the class workouts at your gym, you're not really ready to be where Jordan's at. Does that make sense? If you're not winning, like, on the leaderboard at your local affiliate, if you're not winning all those workouts, you're not ready.
No, I would even, that was a kind way to say it. I don't even think that it's humanly possible for genetically for a lot of people. And don't forget, Jordan came to the gym at 14 years old and has been pushed. I love competing, and I was never the best CrossFit competitor, even when we were elite. But like mental, we pushed Jordan, and I know I would push her in workouts mentally. I still do to this day to the best of my abilities.
Uncle Rico.
You know, and that's the thing is, like, that's all she knows.
Yeah.
She doesn't miss meals. She doesn't not track her sleep. Right. She warms up for an hour a day. I mean, there's so many things.
Yeah.
But there's levels before that, too. Because you look at someone like, you know, Brandon Hill, or Brennan, who just did the, what was that comp they crushed?
I can't remember.
I don't know. Something like that. That's a level that most people won't even reach, yeah, too.
Winning local comps.
Like, there's so many levels under that. But don't simply look at a Jordan and be like, well, I should be there. Like, no, that's not.
And that is why, like, we truly believe in fitness freedom. Like, a lot of people, including you and I, we love to train. So if I had the time to train 2-3 hours a day, I absolutely would, because I love it. It doesn't mean that I'm, like, training because I want to be a competitor. I'm training because I just love it.
But what, now let's end this thing with us then, because a lot of times people, there's one thing that I don't ever admire: someone who is preaching something and doesn't do the thing. I call that a poser.
I know you.
That's what I call that, a poser.
Yeah.
So, and I've even struggled, you know, talking about that in level one people with muscle ups. People were always like, well, if you don't have a muscle up, you can't teach it. I'm like, fuck, I don't know.
Well,
I think you need a muscle up.
No, it doesn't mean you can't be in pursuit of greatness. But I do think, so in terms of the general population and looking for a gym, it does make sense when you look at the owners of the gym. And this can go for any gym. Like, do they have a level of fitness that you admire? And not only that, but like, how long have they maintained that level of fitness?
Yes.
Because
life happens. With you first. 5 years pregnant.
I mean,
you were a competitor. Most people don't know that. You were an amazing competitor. You were extremely, I mean, you finished one of the highest at some point in regionals in Genesee County prior to me, Joe, and everyone.
I mean, this was a while ago, guys.
I know. But how do you maintain that through 5 years of pregnancy, through bullshit, you know, just like motivation up and down? How and why, I guess, is the question.
It was always consistency, no matter what season that I'm in. And it's knowing, like, my limits of the season that I'm in. So, for example, like, pregnancy or postpartum, every time I've been postpartum, I've still qualified. Not in the Masters, but the regular top 10% of the Open.
That's so,
like,
cool.
Like, 7 months postpartum is...
That's called consistency over a lifetime.
Correct. And then when I was first postpartum with Chase and then qualified for the quarterfinals, I knew that my body wasn't ready to be doing GHD sit-ups, to be doing the loads that were like in those qualifiers. So I just didn't do it.
Yeah.
Could I have and just absolutely wrecked myself? Absolutely. But it just wasn't smart. So I think you and I we've had minor tweaks over the course of, I've been doing CrossFit for 14 years. Minor tweaks here and there. That's just, I think, the nature of what we're doing. But we've managed to stay healthy. We've managed to stay generally injury-free. And to do a program for 14 years is like a long time. But it's not because I'm lucky. It's not because you're lucky. It's because we train super smart. We know when to push. We know when to pull back. And I think that's why we keep our gym generally healthy, because we know what we're doing in terms of programming. Like, we're not going super heavy and super skilled all the time. And yes, there can be criticism of that, but it's why we have been healthy for 14 years of doing CrossFit.
Yeah, and I'll be honest though, like I think we from a slightly still more care about competing mindset, just slightly. I think I have that than you.
I'm very competitive, but like I don't want to compete.
Yeah, I think I still have like a pipe dream that I'm accidentally going to qualify for the CrossFit Games as a Masters one day. I disagree. I only disagree with one tiny little micro piece of that. I think that there is enough heavy lifting and skill work inside of the program.
I'm talking about the majority. Like we're not seeing squat snatches and muscle ups every single week.
Right. But you do have the ability to kind of improvise and scale up, which I really like that you put sometimes.
Right. But in reality, we are training, or I am programming for the 99% of the population. That's generally middle-aged people who only have 1 hour a day to train. Like, how can we maximize that 1 hour for them? But also, how can we make sure that the best of the best, which is you right now in the gym, how are you still getting fitter?
I am.
And how do you know that?
Because of when I retest workouts,
right.
When I look at the open, I do, you know, I do good. I do things that, like, I have so much more, I have the most capacity and maybe muscle stamina that I've ever had.
Okay.
Going forward, because.
So, you know, you record your workouts.
Yeah.
You know when you do better.
Yeah.
And you are doing better, even at 34 yeah. years old than you were at 24. Like, if we repeat, for example, the workout that was a repeat of 2014 from the Open for this last year,
mm-hmm.
I did the exact same, which I was competitive at regionals that year.
That's crazy.
And then I just had my second baby 7 months ago and did the exact same. Like, to me, that tells me, like, I've been super competitive. That tells me that our program is effective.
Yeah, there's no.
And I didn't do really any extra with after having the second baby. I just came to class.
Yeah, man, that's so well said. I have literally nothing to add. I just keep, there's a demon inside me when it comes to training. There really is. It needs some walking around money. It needs some shoes. And that's the truth. Like, the reason why Adam McAuliffe is going to get so much better is because the guy's willing to get a shitty night's sleep on the couch. I know he sleeps on the couch a ton right now because it's like they're still dealing with the toddler coming in and out. And so he's probably getting crappy sleep. He walks into the gym. He sniffs his ammonia inhalants. And he has the best freaking day. That's why he's going to get better. I'm sure there's days he walks in and he's like, God, my neck hurts. I only slept 3 hours. And then he's just like, well, I'm here. It's time to absolutely take my brain and release the dog. And I'm going to try my best to beat Brandon Risey. And even if I get my ass kicked today, at least I showed up. And that's, I'm sorry, that there's no other, he's going to be the best of the best possible for his person.
My favorite doing is that. Gary Jarvis, who's in the 55.
Yep.
He's like, I'm just so confused because he's in the top 10% for his age group in the world
mm-hmm.
for 55 and over. And he's like, I'm just so confused because I'm in the top 10%. But in terms of my age group at the gym, I'm near the bottom. It's because our gym is that fit. Like, he's one of the fittest 55-year-olds in the world, but still, is not the fittest 55-year-old in our gym.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah, but it's just, I mean, Gary puts in the work and he cares about getting better. And
yes, he does.
He is consistent when it's not football season.
Yeah, he's active now. Well, I think we can end this. I hope that it answers some questions of about all of you are on a spectrum somewhere when it comes to
mm-hmm.
where you started, where you're at. And these things are like they're ebb and flow. But just remember, consistency trumps all. And you need to do that by training smart and training hard.
And it's wherever you're at. So, like we talked about, the different stages. Beginners need to be consistent in their 3 to 4 days a week. You know, those scaled sometimes RX, like you need to be consistent most days of the week. If you're RXing workouts, you need to be pushing and in fighting for that top of the leaderboard and maybe doing some extra stuff to get to that next level. And then we can talk after that. But I just think it's super important for everyone to be honest about where they're at. And I think our gym does a really good job of that.
I agree.
Be honest about where you're at. And if you're like, don't know, you can ask a coach. Like, we have an amazing coaching staff. So talk to someone about where you want to go, where you are, and we'll help you get there.
And don't forget, there's a good chance that whatever you actually want, you're about 7 years away from getting it. And I don't mean that to be negative. You gotta remember, fitness is not an overnight thing. People are gonna ask, hey, how do you just wake up from bed and go row an 18-minute 5K? It's because of 20 years of training.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Hope that was good.
Welcome to the CrossFit Tuabor podcast, where we talk about health, fitness, and explore the local community of Fenton, Michigan. We're your hosts, Jen and Andrew Charlesworth. Want to visit us? Head over to www.crossfittuabor.com or check us out on Instagram @CrossFitTuabor.